Fine. Yesterday, one of my Facebook friends, I don't know if we've actually ever met. I don't know. Right, Dan Margulies pointed out the following makarot, so I'm going to share them. I don't know what idea he wants. He said on Shabbos he'll come up with the idea, but I looked at the makarot and I was taken by it. So, the latter half of Nusso, as you might remember, is a shtickle repetitive. Right? Remember the end of Nusso? It repeats all the karbanot of the Nisim over and over and over again. Yes, is 176 psukim. It is the longest parsha, though a lot of it is super, super repetitive. So only the first 100 psukim are hard to lane. After that, it's easy. The karbanot of the Nisim, there's a lot of problems with understanding them. One obviously is, well, they bring all the same thing. Why repeat it every time? Which is, one type of question. But the Sifrei, right, the Tanaitic Halachic Midrash, is struck not just by that, but the fact that they're coming out make no sense. And they break all halachic rules that we know. So I will read you the Sifrei. The Sifrei says, Zeh Korban. This is the Korban. First problem, Zeh Mevi Ktoret Nedava. The Nisim brought Ktoret as a volunteer Korban. And no other individual is ever allowed to volunteer the ktoret. Ze karban nachshon. Ze mevi chatat shelo al chet. They bring sin offerings not for sin. Ve'ein hayachid mevi chatat shelo al chet. And everybody else does not bring a karban chatat, not for a sin. Second of all, it's 12 days, starting when? Right. When is it finished? So it's finished on the first of Nisan. Then you have 7 days inauguration of the Mishkan, which means that if the Karbanot of the Tzibor were brought of the Nisim were brought after that, what day are they starting on? The 8th day. Now, if you add 8 plus 12, well, so yes, but day 19, because if you're not doing dates, which means that it's being brought, definitely 12 right away would be brought on Shabbat. And it may be, if you assume it's starting on the 8th, it's also being brought on Pesach. So, Zeh Korban Nachshon, Zeh Docher HaShabbat Ve'et HaTumah. This overrides Shabbat and Tumah. I'm not really sure the Tumah thing. Ve'ein Korban Yachid Docher HaShabbat Ve'et HaTumah. And normally, individual Korbanot don't. So the Sifrei already tells you these karbanot are weird in terms of what you bring, when you bring it, what status it is, which forces you to ask, okay, well, what is this thing? Is it a... Now, you could read the Sifrei in one of two ways. One is, this shows you it's not really a personal karban, because, for example, we know that a tzibor, a karban tzibor, is doche Shabbat and doche Tumah. At least certain ones, like the Tumid and the like. So maybe you'd say, aha, these are really national karbanot and not their private karbanot, and that's why they bring this. And okay, normally an individual doesn't bring a sin on a chatat, but there are certain set chataot that you bring on certain days of the year. So maybe this is like that. That's one possibility. The other possibility is to say, at the other extreme, is no. Read the Sifrei, Pshuto Kimashma'o, which is, these are weird karbanot yachid, right? They really are karbanot yachid, but because, I guess, of the tzibur elements or something like that, God gives them special status. But here's two other comments. And again, I thank Rabbi Dan Margulies for pointing out the mikar. One is the Netziv. The Netziv notes this problem. He notes, right, that Rashi brings the Sifrei that says that Moshe at first didn't want to accept them because, they're weird until God said accept them, which highlights the weirdness. Netziv has a different solution. He says, Lefi apshat, hakrava rishona hayta kedushat peh. Hakrava doesn't necessarily mean to offer. It can mean to bring. And therefore, he says, it doesn't mean that they offered it. It means they sanctified it verbally. But what does he then derive from it? The second one is that they bring it to the Mizbech. Uksvurim la'akriv kulam biyom echad. He thought, at least they thought that what they were going to do is bring it
on the same day.
All on the same day. Meaning, now he in the end of the day says that they didn't do that. They brought it. Raises me'ata muvan. Yakriv, it were that God said bring it per day. Imken mutar hayla chanukah mizbeach. Then the word chanukah mizbeach would be extra. Gamze b'dibur yakrivu et karban hafam shulo kechok. Mikol agom yakrivu lechanukah mizbeach. But what was their hava amina, or right, was that they weren't going to bring it each day, right? They were going to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, and then they'd have one big inauguration. Now, let's say you thought like the Nesiv that that wasn't just the Hava Amina, but that was the Maskana, that what they were doing was actually not bringing, offering them as Karmano, but bringing them to the Beit HaMikdash. You could, in theory, solve a lot of the problems of the Midrash and say, well, this really was communal, and each tribe brings it, and then you have a national one-day inauguration, cool, right? Like you have a ceremony each day of the people bringing it to the Beit HaMikdash, and then a national offering maybe would not have been Shabbat, or maybe even if it was, it would be a one day. If all 12 Shvatim are represented and they bring it all together, well, the Zivrei, as the Nitziv notes, doesn't think that that's what's happening, right? He thinks that there's two Yakrivus. One is they were Mekadosh B'peh. They brought it to Moshe. Moshe said, I'm not sure you're actually allowed to offer it. And then God comes and says, actually offer it, right? So Nitziv says, Lefi Apshat, right? They didn't ring it right away. The Sifrei is picking up the fact that Maskana they did, right? Now, Milgram, who is like a leading academic scholar of Vayikra, he's famous for his Perish on Vayikra and other things, but mostly on Vayikra, notes this Sifrei and the date problems and the like. And therefore, he suggests another theory, which was following the Nitziv, that Yakriv, I mean, he doesn't quote the Nitziv, but he quotes the Ramban instead, that he notes that the Ramban thinks the purpose of all these, bringing these Karbanot, was less that the Beit HaMikdash would have things, but would be that the Beit HaMikdash, the Mikdash would have things, but that each Shevet would be honored. Right now, he said, if the Ramban's right, the main point is to honor each of the Shvatim, then the main point is not the actual offering, but is the bringing of all the stuff to the Beit HaMikdash, like the Nitziv's Hava Amina. So therefore, what he suggests is that maybe this wasn't a Karban at all, is these are donations by the, it was basically to get you started, right? It's like you start a new organization. So every year you have your fundraiser, but often organizations start with like a kickoff dinner where people give the initial donations to get you started, right? The rich people give you your opening. Here's your opening $500,000, $1 million, $5 million, $10 million, depending on the organization, dollars, right? Get it started. And then if you can prove yourself, so then you can fundraise from the community. So at some level, what Milgram suggests is that's what they're doing. They're not actually offering it, right? He takes the Nitziv's Hava Amina, Lefi Apshad, as the Maskana, is that they are not offering it at all. Why are they bringing Ktaret? Because they're giving them the first, you know, the first few months worth of Ktaret. Why are they bringing a million Karbanot? Not because they're bringing it now. Where he says, yeah, it's not a Yachid bringing the Ktaret. It's a Yachid dedicating the first few months worth of Ktaret, the Beit HaMikdash will be able to start. It's the Kickstarter. It's the opening fundraiser. Why are you bringing Chataot? What?
It's the first Kickstarter program.
Yeah, exactly. Now, though, Now, he, in order to defend this, he makes two more points. One is to say that the pasuk says bayom, but he notes that bayom doesn't always mean on the day. Sometimes it means when, right? It's like, it doesn't mean the day, it means when, which would, and the second thing, very interestingly, he says, but wait a second, if that's the case, the psukim say that they already mixed the oil into the flour, right? So if they're not bringing it right now, doesn't that imply that it's going to be, it's going to mold? So as a responsible person, he said, well, the Torah tells you the exact proportion, so let's do an experiment. So he says that his doctoral student, Susan Rattray, made up a batch and tested its durability. Her sample was made on April 13, 1982, sealed in an ordinary plastic bag container, placed in cardboard, and never refrigerated. And then, as a date of this writing, which was October 15, 1985, 3.5 years later, it is perfectly edible with no trace of spoilage. And he's like, no, it's just not true. You're wrong. You don't know how this works. It doesn't spoil. And therefore, it's completely plausible that they actually had a store of this, right? So what you have here is, interestingly, that Chazal note in the Sifrei that this is a weird carbon. The Netziv said, well, the Havamina is that it wasn't a weird carbon, and that they weren't even trying to bring it all at once. They were bringing it nationally at the end, which would solve a lot of the problems, because they were bringing it, and then they were planning that after 12 days of a honorific, you know, donation ceremony, they would bring one carbon together, which, again, would have been very much a carbon Sibor. But according to him, that's not the Maskana, right? The Maskana is that God said, no, no, you can bring it each day. Right, but that's the point. Is the Hava Mina was that it wasn't really a carbon yachid, and the Maskana is that God said, no, I'm waiving the normal rules. And Milgram suggests that a different one, I'll peep shot, which I think is very interesting, definitely lighter than a tziv, right, who is open to the possibility that different things are happening, Alderach Pshat and Alderach Drash, that this was a fundraiser entirely, and therefore you don't have to solve all the problems of the Sifrei, which again, obviously, Milgram is not canonical in that sense, but I think it is very interesting thing by the different possibilities, as the Netziv already notes, of what this might have meant. And, you know, you could pull an interesting Havamina Maskara of the Netziv, right? That there was a Havamina that would be like a donation, right? And then God said, right, as the Netziv says, but then God said, no, no, bring it as a carbon, right? That's also possible, right? You could play with it in different ways. But those, that I thought was, you know, hat tip to him, but I think that was a very interesting thing about the different perspectives that could emerge from this.